Germany's foreign minister met with Senator Penny Wong, our foreign minister, in Adelaide this week to discuss, amongst other issues, China, Ukraine, and the challenges in dealing with Israel's war in Gaza. Germany is Israel's second largest arms supplier after the US, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was one of the first Western leaders to arrive in Tel Aviv after the October 7 terror attacks. Now, with Benjamin Netanyahu determined to invade Rafah in the south of Gaza with or without a ceasefire, Berlin is beginning to question its historical ties to Israel. The German foreign minister told Penny Wong yesterday she had deep concerns about the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. But Germany's post-Holocaust identity is now on the line, as it also grapples at home with growing support for far-right ideologies. This week, the first trial against members of the extremist Reichsbürger movement began in Stuttgart as the court heard of a bizarre plot to overthrow the government violently and reinstate Germany's 1937 borders. Thorsten Benner is the director of the Global Public Policy Institute in Berlin. He's been travelling with the German foreign minister. He's now in Auckland. Thorsten, welcome to Saturday Extra.
Good morning, Fran.
Thorsten, before we go to the Reichsbürger trials, can I ask you about the impact of the Gazan war? Supporting Israel is almost seen as an historic duty in Germany when the Chancellor Scholz stood next to Netanyahu just days after the October 7 attacks. He said Germany had only one place and it is alongside Israel. What's the genesis of that enduring closeness between Israel and Germany?
I mean, Israel partly exists because it provides a safe haven for Jews that had been slaughtered by Germany during the Third Reich. And Germany's promise all over the decades has been to contribute that Israel can be this safe haven, that there never be again a mass slaughter of Jewish civilians in Israel. And that's the promise that was upended by the Hamas terrorist attacks. And that's why this kind of deep commitment to Israel was put on the test for Germany. Of course, in a very difficult way, because it turned out that on the other side of the equation is a right-wing extremist Israeli government in retaliation for these horrific terrorist attacks, embarked on a war that has violated international law, and of course then also put Germany's commitment to Israel's security, how to operationalize it, put it on a test.
Yeah, and also tested Germany's commitment to international law, which is extreme. How has the conflict in Gaza then, would you say, impacted national sentiment, if not yet national policy?
I mean, we the same way you in Australia also have a national debate about, are we too close to Israel? Are we, a blank check for Netanyahu's right-wing government? Of course, we have these debates in Germany as well. And many actually question whether it's smart to send both weapons. Germany has been Israel's, second most important supplier of weapons following the U.S. And at the same time, provide humanitarian relief. Germany right now is also the biggest donor for Palestinian humanitarian efforts, and that those things don't go together, and that Germany has to distance itself more strongly.
Thorsten, are you still there?
From extremist Netanyahu government and speak out much more forcefully, yeah.
Sorry, I lost you for a moment. Thorsten, in the midst of this tension, Germany's far-right Alternative for Germany party, which has the support of about a third of voters in the east of the country and is polling nationwide as high as 20%, it's a strong supporter of Israel. It's also closely affiliated with the Reichsbürger movement, which is now in the spotlight, or in the dock really, as 26 of its members face terrorism charges in court. How would you describe this group's ideology, and how serious was this plot they're accused of?
I mean, it sounds like a travesty. I mean, 23,000 Germans, according to estimates by our kind of security services, believe in this Reichsbürger, Citizens of the Reich ideology, which is like a odd conspiracy theory that actually Germany doesn't exist as a country, that it's all a plot by the Allies post 1949, and it's not a legitimate government. The only legitimate government is the old German Reich, and that's why you have to fight this government. And the figures associated with them, you can fun of them, like this somewhat aging nobleman that was supposed to be installed as the new leader of newly legitimized Germany once the current government has been overthrown. But I think it's very serious, on the other hand, because there's quite a few former military members of elite forces that have joined this movement. They've kind of amassed money, support, and also weapons. So this trial is extremely serious, and it's the correct reaction to this right-wing terrorist threat to put these 26 conspiracy members on trial.
Yes, because they look like the fringest of the fringe, if you like, but it's important to note that some members of this group are doctors, lawyers. There's even a judge who once served as an MP for the ADF. There's also reportedly hundreds of German police officers under investigation, yeah, more broadly with links with right-wing extremist views. Why are members of Germany's upper middle class, army and law enforcement, so prone to the appeal of far-right ideologies at the moment? What's feeding into that? Is it migration? Is it a hangover from COVID? What is it?
I mean, we have to distinguish between those who go all the way to this kind of terrorist extremist movement and those who support the AfD. I think the mass support for this right-wing extremist political party called the Alternative for Germany is the thing that should concern us. And the reasons for that are some of which you've alluded to, that over all the crises we've experienced over the past decade, first the Eurozone crisis that led to the formation of the Alternative for Germany because they wanted to go back to our old national currency, and then the migration crisis, so to speak, with the influx of millions of asylum seekers, partly from the Muslim world, which stoked a lot of resentment, and the AfD feeds on this. They also feed on opposition to the measures our government took during the COVID crisis.
Sure.
And they also feed on opposition to the course the government takes on the war in Ukraine. So all these crises have helped the Alternative for Germany.
Torsten, we need to leave it there, but it's worth pointing out, of course, it's not just Germany. There's significant support for far-right parties throughout Europe, in France, the Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, Poland, Hungary. Torsten, thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome. Take care, friend.
Torsten Benner is the director of the Global Public Policy Institute in Berlin.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.